Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Doc's Family, Sports Endeavor, on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Souls and Channel. Sports Endeavor is a show, and we're ready to rock and roll here momentarily on about Block Talk Radio. And I got the crew coming in. Don't anybody move, don't nobody say another word. Gotta get Larry Hardesty to get this thing kicking for us. And broadcasting live from North Beach, Brazil. And let's get into the studio. And let's get Larry Hardesty to kick this thing off for us. And the crew should all be here momentarily. No more further rude need to be said. Waiting for the four callers. The crew is here. And without further ado, though, we've got to bring in the greatest sportscast in the history of New York City radio. Good morning. The legendary Larry Hardesty. Larry will introduce me, and he always does. Larry, and it's time to sports and Endeavor.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Stories, the channel Sports in Depth. This is the show coming to you live from Northeast Brazil, from the lovely city of Fortaleza. Sports in Depth again, from the land of the champions of football, FUT. And that's not in the playing under football camps of the world, Brazil, 3-2 weeks over Portugal. And you can see the emotions of young Fred. Hey, Fred, dear Lord, thank you. Thank you. Moving for largely take for granted. Thank you for being our God. Thank you. That is a good thing to live on Fifth Avenue. And we thank you for blessings we've seen. I don't know. Maybe you don't send Jesus. Amen. What's it up on the Blake Radio Network? Rainbow Souls Junk. As Neil Fagan said, that's what I'm. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Souls, the channel Sports in Depth, is the show live from Northeast Brazil, the land.
There's no problem on the
boy. Cincinnati goes flying out. And the land, you know, the thing about Fort Belaza is it's 250 miles away from the equator, and yet, even though it's 85 degrees every day here, it's cooler here than New York City. You know, there's no humidity. Land of the lovely ladies, some of the best food, great climate. It was amazing that Shasta, I was amazed to find out, gang, and I know they got Dusty in the house, Steve Wings is here. Is that you too, Lady A? Are you with us?
What's up?
Lady A. Okay. C-Wing?
Hey, what's going on, Doc?
Yeah, okay. I need the kind of attention here that you give Harold Weston, okay? That's what I need here, Lady A. I need the kind of attention. Okay?
Listen, Doc, come on. You know I love you. What's up with that? Listen, stop hating on my friendship with Harold. You know you're the man for me. Stop. You're the only man for me. Stop.
Okay. All right.
I'm feeling a little jealous, Doc. I had the love of my life on the line.
What's up, Coco?
I had Lady A, my, and the great doctor. How's it going?
What's going on,
Mooney? You know, let me say this, Mooney. There's a lot of Harold Weston in you too, baby. I got to watch.
Hey, doctor, I'll tell you what right now. But Lady A, I'll have to fight the duel with Howl over the lovely Lady A.
Listen, just if you fight, just promise me. If you fight for me, just promise me you won't wear those tights, all right? I heard they're pink now. They're hot pink, so take it easy.
Hey, Lady A, I was going to tell you that he got the pink tights on with that all green mask. So it's dedicated to Green Lantern.
Doc C Wings checking in. Good evening to everybody. Doc, way down in the Brazil. I want to say hello to all the panel ladies.
And hello, Doc. Hey, Doc, it's Usta. Hello, everybody. Hey.
Okay, who's here?
What's up, Usta?
All right, how you doing?
What's up, baby?
Okay.
And the crew here, my man from Sea Wings coming in with it, you know, Sea Wings, you know, has been a whole different person. He's been out to the jet camp, and he's damn near the backup quarterback now. So I'm very conscious. Now, but gang, real quickly, let me top this off once again live from North Beach, Brazil, the land of endless summer.
I'm in.
250 miles away from the equator. Most beautiful women in the world, best food, great climate, and where the coconut water flows free. But, you know, what was amazing, talking to my buddy Stevie Gleiser, who's here, he was saying that Kishasta is the third most drink of alcoholic beverage. Number one is vodka, number two is whiskey. But the amazing thing about it is that Brazil only imports 1% of it from out of Brazil. I mean, the world is drinking that 1%. I want to take time out, too, real quickly. We want to salute Brazil for last night for winning the 19-20 number football championship. They beat Portugal 3-2. Who scores today, International and Flamengo were playing the great, well, we would say Ronaldinho, but here in Brazil, Ronaldinho. He scored the San Paulo was winning a big game, and I wanted to say hello to Queen Monica and Anthony Munson, Eagle Mello, and my man Guillaume. We had a great time with him this afternoon. Great barbecue. Gang, let's keep it going. We got some time to pick up.
Hey, Doc, quick question. Doc, you in Sao Paulo, Doc? You out of Sao Paulo? That's a beautiful city. I was down here before.
No, listen, if you think San Paulo, I'm in Porto Alegre, which is more beautiful.
Oh no! I've been to Sao Paulo. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful city over there, Sao Paulo.
Well, Sao Paulo is the biggest city in Brazil. It's the biggest city in Latin America.
Right.
You know, yeah. So now let's put this. What I need to do real quick. I'm gonna do a quick roll call. Lady A, kick off with you. Now you're talking about Juan Diaz is retiring from boxing now to go to Dartmouth College.
Yeah. Real quick, I was just skimming through the Bible of Boxing on actually I was going to call Dustino today to ask him if he happened to see that, to see if he caught that. Juan the Baby Bull Diaz retired. Apparently he's going to pursue his law degree. I guess after his loss to Paulie Malignaggi, where he was whipped, I guess he decided to give it all up and hang up the gloves. I mean,
No, he was pursuing law school. I think he was going to pre-law until he was accepted. He accepted at law school, so now he's going to concentrate totally at law school.
Yeah, I think he's going to Dartmouth College, right? Dartmouth College.
I believe it's Dartmouth.
He
got enough money, man, to go to Penn law school.
But you know what? Doc? Like, Doc, good for him. You know, you guys got to know when to get out. You know what I mean? It's a sport. You could get hurt. You know, like we were talking about Paul Williams before.
Hold on. Back up. If Paulie Malignaggi beats you, it is time to get out.
Absolutely. And you know what? You got to give the guy credit. You got to give the guy credit to know when to get out the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's not going to stick around. He's not going to...
Listen, hold on. Okay, let me do real quick. Yesterday, Don King turned 80 years old. We are dedicating this show to the greatest promoter ever. And I want everybody, one by one, say happy birthday to the great Don King. Lady, kick it off. Happy birthday, Don King. Say something.
Happy birthday to you. Right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Don. Happy birthday
let's see what Simon Cowell has to say.
That wasn't bad at all.
Hey, you know what?
We graduated from NYSS together, and he walked in and said, "Don, I didn't know you were a basketball fan."
Don, I'll never forget it. He said, Mel, said, my man, I have a piece of paper here that will guarantee Muhammad Ali and George Foreman $5 million to fight in Africa. And I'm going to see the people right now. And I see Don walking out the door. And he made that fight. He became what he is, unquestionably, the greatest promoter in history of boxing. And I was stunned when he asked me to work for him that I found out that I was the first guy ever to give Don a radio interview. I remember Jerry Corey. I remember him saying that Don was the first guy in boxing to ever promise him X amount of money, and he got it. So Aram and Don both got their start from Ali. They both will admit that Ali was the guy. But when you talk about a promoter, Ali, I remember me and Don, I worked with Don. Don couldn't walk through the airport. I mean, he couldn't, and people stopped him. I remember standing on my people person, Stanley, working with Don. When Don told us to be someplace at 6 o'clock, Don was there at 5. The great Eric Gill fan who worked at the Garden said when Don's people came in, they were the best. The efficiency, the professionalism. And Don always said he understood a lot of that adage that Arthur Ashe had. You know, we have to be twice as good to get half the chance. And I've always been angered by the fact that when people talk about boxing and they say everybody falls in the mud, it seemed like for years the only guy that had mud on him was DK. Everybody fell in the mud, but he, you know, the Aaron didn't have mud on him, the dudes didn't have mud on him, you know, maybe
right.
Vince didn't have, you know, and everything except when the bad went, it was always Don's fault, you know.
And ironically, Doc, they're pretty much the same age, right? They started pretty much around the same time, right?
Yeah, well, like I said, both guys got this. Aram was the promoting before Don, I believe. And then, when Don did the Rumble and the Jump, I mean, not only did Don do that fight, but what Don did, Don knew that when George Foreman got to Africa, he was stunned that the people didn't like George. And it wasn't because he was fighting, not solely because he was against Ali, but George inadvertently took his dog with him. And the dog he took with him was a Belgian Shepherd. Well, the Belgian Shepherd was a dog that was used during the era of the oppression of the African people. This was like the German Shepherd that was sicked on us down in Alabama and Georgia and the South. So when he stepped off the plane with that dog, they already were against him for fighting Ali. But that's where the saying came from. Bumbar, kill him, Ali, kill him. It wasn't because they didn't like George. It was because the symbol of what George brought to the country was that dog. You know, it was like...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like,
wow.
Neither did I.
Yeah, it was like the Confederate flag. It was like the gas chambers for the Jews. And that's why they said, Bumbar, Ali, kill him, Ali, kill him. Because, you know, he had brought... Now, when George got cut, over there, and Don, you know, who's just a genius at what he does. I mean, I remember John Horn telling me, that, you know, Don is the kind of guy that can talk with anybody. He can talk with the number runner on the corner and talk with the president of any country. And he knew that when George got cut, if George ever left the country, Foreman was not going to come back and fight Ali. DK did some things to ensure the comfort and the containment of Foreman. Now, I'm sure the kind of guys there, when Trinidad and Oscar De La Hoya fought for the titles, the fight that Don put together. Don, I remember Don telling him he gave Bob Arum everything he wanted. He said, I gave him. He said, and I told him, I don't understand. He gave him a sink, too, Dusty, and he told him, but understand this.
In the kitchen sink.
If this is such a good deal, when my man beats your man, because I know my man's going to beat your man, I'm going to give you the same deal. I mean, you know, you can't put into words how great, King is the Ali of promoters. He's the Willie Mays of promoters. I work with the man, you know. My money was there. First class, and he's meticulous in the things that he does. He hires, for years, he hired the best people. Bobby Goodman was his right-hand man. Murray Goodman was his PR man. Now he's got the great Alan Harper. He had Larry Hardesty working for him. He had a great matchmaker, Duke Service. You know, for years, the Harold Weston tried to make the Hector Camacho and Julio Cesar Chavez fight, but Duke was the matchmaker, and he knew that Chavez couldn't beat Camacho, and he never made that fight. You know, but I mean, the Don, if it wasn't for Don King, HBO would have never had, but Don King made HBO boxing, and Chef Adrian used to say, you know, Don King made us. Don King made HBO boxing, and Don King turned around after HBO wouldn't give, I mean, Don, and Don told the story. He went to HBO and said, look, we, meaning Mike Tyson, we do not want Larry Merchant doing Mike's fight. Mike can't fight the guy in the ring and the guy at the ring. We're not asking you to fire Merchant, but we're asking you, don't let Merchant do Mike's fights. Well, you know, the mindset is the great line that Ali says, you know, we're always in a lot of ways just another nigga, to use the term. Well, HBO wouldn't do it. And this shows a tremendous lack of being an ingrate, because Don King made HBO boxing. HBO's boxing office was probably as big as some people's bedroom at one time. It didn't exist. Don came in and just turned everything around. Don left HBO, told me. So we left a $100 million deal. Me and Mike went to Showtime. So what he did?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Doc Stanley Sports Desk on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Soul, the channel Sports Desk. The show was dedicated this show to Don King, who turned 80 yesterday, and we're just talking some boxing. But at the same time, again, let's take a quick break, and then I want to come back talk a little football. We've got a good 45 minutes here we're going to do here. Rooney, I love those pink tights, man, but that pants has got to go, baby. I love them pink tights. Nobody move. Nobody say a word. We'll be right back, live from Northeast Brazil. What the ladies, Doc Stanley, Sports Desk on the Blake.
All day, all night, all the time. BlakeRadio.com, music for your mind, body, and soul.
Again, any background noise that you really got to get out. Transmission coming from far away. C-Wings, want to get to you real quick. Let's talk football. J-E-T and Jets. What's happening at the Jet Camp?
Right now, there's 3:28 left in the second quarter. The Jets are driving on their own 44. Just completed a long pass to Dustin Keller. They're driving from the 46-yard line. They're up 10-7. Just to break, Plastico completed his first reception for 20 yards. He's 3 for 1 for 20 yards. Santonio Holmes has 17 yards at this time. The Jets they've been playing pretty good, but they need to get into that red zone. They have to, when they have those opportunities, they have to punch the ball in the red zone.
Right.
And this is what's, if you look at it, the first drive for the first quarter, the Jets had a total of 13 plays with a total of 28 yards. And resulted in 10 points. It actually should have been 17 points due to the drop pass. But the Jets, they're not playing bad football. But when they get those red zone opportunities, they have to come out with a 7. It's not. It's just not going to work.
Tomlinson keeps dropping some passes here that I don't like.
Emphasize the truth, because you know, when you're in the red zone, man, you have to come away with 6 and the extra point. 3 just will not do in this day and age. When you're inside the 20, man, you got to come away with the 7 points. I mean, there's no question about it.
And when you struggle, even though they're playing the backup players, when you struggle against a team like the Cincinnati Bengals, that shows that you need some more work in the defense. But I must say, Sanchez was only sacked one time. So they're doing a good job of protecting them. And it's tough condition out there.
Opposed to last week when he was. Yes, he as opposed to last week when I believe he was sacked about 7 times. Yeah, that offensive line has to step up. I'm not that worried because they're in the exhibition season.
Right.
Okay.
Plaxico doesn't look that bad. He really doesn't look that bad. One attempt by Sanchez to him was deflected, which I think he would have actually caught it if it wasn't deflected by the Bengals. Probably for another
game. You'll see, Wings, I think when interception – and kind of the reason why he didn't get it. On the other side, you know, they made Sanchez the captain this year, winning captain. Have you seen the maturities that supposedly that's come in his third season now? I mean, has he shown you improvement? Do you see growth? Do you see this potential of being this outstanding quarterback that a lot of people are saying about him, T-Wing?
Yes, you definitely see a maturity. You see better ball handling. He scrambles a little bit better. He looks, if he's under pressure, he throws it away. As opposed, if you look to his first two seasons, he would force the ball for completion, attempt to complete the ball pass, and that would result in a interception. So he's been pretty good with that tonight. And you've seen definitely he's living up. You give him three or four more seasons, he's going to be an excellent quarterback. Excellent quarterback. You see the maturity. I mean, in the first 2 years, he took him to the postseason. That says a lot about him and the team. And this is a year that they need to take the training wheels off and let him go. And what we've seen tonight, Schottenheimer and Ryan, they let them do it. And this is why they
get the
opportunity.
Okay, another thing here, too, now, Green went down. LT, again, is going to find himself playing a lot more time than he probably expected. He told us that he thought last year he'd be probably a third down a guy, you know, used sparingly. He was used a lot last year. It seems that once he's going to get a lot of time.
Well, he's when we talked to him Friday at training camp, he said he was up to the job. Tonight, you're seeing him, he's averaging about 2 yards a carry. I guess he has to shake some of that rust off through the CBA and no OTAs and minicamp. So that it kind of affected some of the seasoned veterans as well as the young guys. But we'll see in the next two games how's he going to stand up when they have to go to him in these cases, like with Sean Green being injured.
Mm-hmm.
I think he will step up to the plate.
On the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and the channel Sports, is that the show coming to you directly live from North Beach, Brazil, 250 miles away from the equator. A lovely city. Now, Rumi, I heard that Eli Manning made this comment that he's one of the elite quarterbacks in football. Talk to me about that, Rumi. I don't see it.
Well, Eli has a tendency to make the same mistakes, you know, that he did as a young quarterback. I mean, sometimes Eli is the Zab Judah quarterback here, as far as I'm concerned. The guy's a Zab Judah quarterback. You'll see the guy in a game or a third of games where he will look absolutely incredible. Well, it will actually kind of look like his brother a little bit in some games where the guy looks flawless. He looks unruffled. He's zinging the ball in there. And then there are other times where the guy looks like a second-year quarterback who's still getting the deep wet. I mean, Eli is like the big physically, the guy has the tools. There's no question about that. I think with Eli, it's well mental. But what he is the A.J. Burnett of quarterbacks is basically what he is. I mean, the guy has a... you know, incredible physical skills, but sometimes, you know, the head doesn't seem to be that focused. The guy suffers in the fact that physically he has the skills, but sometimes he goes into that A.J. Burnett, Zab Judah kind of zone where the guy is like a second-year quarterback getting his feet wet.
Doc, if I could break in, Plaxico Burress just got his first touchdown reception for Mark Sanchez. It's 51 seconds left in the half. Completion by Mark Sanchez to Plaxico Burress in the same form and fashion as Santonio Holmes' catch. So he needs this game to shake the rust off, get that confidence back, and help him get acclimated to the Jets' offense.
Hey, so, hey, C-Wings, just a quick question. Are you sensing out there watching him playing that he's shaking off a lot of the rust that he had or no?
From what we see, the drive is his drive to get back in there. He has that, which Kamara, Michael Vick,
And what about his speed? His speed and mobility. Speed and mobility. He's showing that out there. He's not showing like he's got any rust or anything like that.
He's mid season. He's going to be back to his old self. I mean, he worked out in prison when he was there. He took snaps. So, I mean, when he got out of prison, he didn't look out of shape.
Okay.
He just looked like a guy, a football player that went to prison. And basically, he was in there for 2 days. He was in shape when he went in, and he was in shape when he got out. And we're starting to look at that now. Right now, the touchdown is under review, but I don't think it's going to be overturned.
He ran a nice out pattern. I'm sorry, Doug. He ran a nice out pattern, catching the ball over the right shoulder. A nice catch. Like C says, I think sometime by mid-form, he'll be looking a lot more like the guy, remember, big 6'5", coming into the red zone.
I mean, he's definitely looking at him, like, when you look at the guy, his frame and the way he was in the Giants, I mean, the guy definitely has soft hands. He definitely could catch a football. I mean,
if you use your memory when the Giants were playing the Patriots, he caught almost the same ball against the Patriots that he just caught. I mean, go back in your memory and play it back. When he caught that touchdown over the Patriots, that's almost the same replica of how he caught it just now.
This is alarming to me that I'm agreeing with you in Brazil, too.
It's really too early to say the pressure goes back. I know he pumped time with the clowns in prison and he tried to stay in shape. But the season is open for everybody.
Hold up, guys. I don't know. Is this a...
Okay, what we got to do, I got to make sure I get that. The Giants have not been the same football team since he left. And I think that in itself kind of sums up what he meant to the team. I was a little stunned that they kind of shunned him like that. Also a little stunned that nobody grabbed the hold of Randy Moss. Gang, I need everybody silent for a minute. We'll bring you back in a second. A little quick promo. Once again, Doc Stanley Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Soul on the channel Sports in Depth. It's a show we're live from North Beach, Brazil, the land of football. Won salute Brazil last night in winning the championship in the 20 and under, beat Portugal 3-2. And you can see the emotions of the young Portuguese players, man, tears and stuff. But you have to understand that when you talk about football, Brazil is the greatest team to ever do it. They're the Yankees, they're the Celtics, or the Celtics and the Yankees, or the Brazil of their respective league. Nobody moved, nobody said a word. A little quick promo. We'll be back by the last 15 minutes here live from North Beach, Brazil. And we're going to talk some too, gang, about, listeners around the world, go on to my site, www.docstanleysports.com. A lot of my memorabilia and different things there. We're going to have the site up. Big C is working on that. We'll talk more about it in a second. Gang, nobody moved, nobody said a word. It's time to salute Rainbow Soul.
Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
All day, all night, all the time. BlakeRadio.com, music for your mind, body, and soul.
The show is getting bigger, better, more grand at 80 years old. Yesterday, we also, once again, want to salute my good friends here, the lovely Monica and her husband, Ivo Mello, Grammy. The Sunday is really a heck of an artist. A great time this afternoon. Some scores Sampaolo, a winner today. Domingo won their football game over International. And salute Brazil, 20 and under. Yesterday, they won the World Championship, beating Portugal 3-2 in Colombia. That game was played in Colombia. And, they don't get any better than playing this game of football than they do here in Brazil. What I need now, I need to get to the hoops here real quick and find out what's happening in the world of basketball. Is this the lockout going to last? What's happening, hoops?
Well, so far, they told the players they cannot play in China. Then they can't do it. Unless they
really?
Can't come back. Really? Yep.
Hold on. Anybody who plays in China will be kicked out of the NBA?
That's correct. Yep. Tell me, cannot come back.
Now, is that because of the whole thing that happened, hoops, or no?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
With Georgetown?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow!
Now, once again, can you tell us that whole situation in Georgetown? Hoops, what happened there?
That was unbelievable.
It was a foul.
That was a foul. And next thing you know, they were trying to talk. Next thing you know, touch was thrown, and one of the Georgetown players got hit with a chair. That was unnecessary, uncalled for.
Yeah, that was
unsportsmanlike. They had no leadership over there, and China should be ashamed of themselves. They don't talk about that. It's now Georgetown would have did that. They'd be talking about Georgetown right now because it's a black college. You know what I mean? I saw that game. That was disgusting.
Yeah, Thompson took him off the field after he saw the unfairness and the unprofessionalism of the Chinese team. They were throwing chairs and they were throwing water bottles.
One of the players
touched
that Thompson, son. One of the players touched that Thompson, too.
Wow.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
Nothing, but, you know, sometimes you hear stories like this and you wonder, like, how much more of a blemish basketball is going to have. I mean, you could take it back to the Ron Artest days, you know, even though we know that this is could be more considered an international incident.
Yeah.
But you're starting to hear these kind of incidents happen more and more, and you wonder, you wonder.
If I had been Ron Artest, I would have done the same thing. I would have kicked that dude's
over. You don't talk about Ron Artest. He's going to change his name to World Peace now. He's going to change his name to World Peace.
Yeah, World Peace. But I would have jumped into the stands and knocked the dude all over the place, too. Well, the fans at times have a tendency to get abusive and insulting. You throw a water bottle or you throw beer at me, you better bury yourself alive because I'm going to take care of you.
No question.
No question.
I want to take this opportunity to let everybody know that this is Doc Stanley's Sports and Depth Show. I mean, you hear some other voices, they're kind of...
Listen, I mean, you have to, you have to maintain professionalism and decorum. That's why we have security. That's why we have people. I mean, I'm talking about people in the United States. I'm not talking about international. I'm talking about that's why we have that here. And you let security deal with issues like that. I mean, for him to go out... and do what he did. I mean, I understand that he wanted to retaliate, but to some degree, that's why we have that in this country. You know, we have security for that reason.
Yeah, I don't agree with. I agree with Lady A. I don't think he should have ran into the field.
But
I mean, you can actually look at. You could look at.
You hit me with something. You think I'm gonna let him get away with it? No. You don't hit me. I get paid to play a game. I get paid not to get hurt. You hit me. You.
Dusty, calm down. Listen, I'm going with Dusty again on this. This is frightening. I may not ever come back to America now, but Dusty's right. First of all, let's go back to the incident. I need everybody to know. The guy who started that whole thing was Wallace, okay? There was a foul, a test backed off, Wallace acted like a jerk, okay? And it's amazing how nothing ever happened to Wallace. And then I'm green with Dusty, and I got to wonder how much of the discipline that was interjected in this thing was because it was basketball players who are predominantly black, and how this would have been differently had it been the NHL where the players are predominantly not black. Now, you know, this guy stepped out of bounds. The fan went beyond. There's a certain bottom line that I'm a basketball player. There's a certain bottom line of being a man. And I think the way the NBA handled the whole thing, I got to question a lot of that. Was that because these were African-American players? Guys got suspended who did nothing. Guys did things that you normally do and react to. And this whole thing, as Dusty said, and this is frightening, this is the third time tonight I speak with Dusty, that this was not started by the players, and the guy who really started this whole thing was Wallace, who acted like a jerk. You know, here's the guy. Nobody even talked about his part in this whole thing. Had he, because Artest backed off on the whole thing with the foul, he acted like a knucklehead. You know, something interesting that's never been really brought about. But there's a lot of what Dusty said. I mean, listen, there's some decorum that has to be maintained, but there's a certain line that was crossed. You know, and we know as police officers, you know, we're paid X amount of money as firemen, but sometimes the line is crossed and certain things have to be done from a professional standpoint of view and from a man's standpoint of view. And I agree with Dusty, and I look back at that incident and I wonder how much of what was made up. If we talk about Don King, I mean, for years, you know, they always started Don's story off from a negative standpoint of view. They talked about Don. I couldn't understand Roy Jones speaking. And Bobby Goodman had a very great point that, you know, Roy Jones only left Don King, getting away from Don King. But if Roy Jones stayed with Don King, I think Roy Jones would have been lifted to heights beyond what he could comprehend. And Roy Jones, we have to admit, he was never the same fighter. Never the same fighter. It's something that's never been talked about. It's something that's never been expounded on. But he has never been the same fighter after he left Don King. And Don gave him a tremendous opportunity to win the heavyweight championship of the world. And, you know, I just think, Roy has never been the same fighter. You know, and nobody, I've said this for years, all roads lead to Don King was the guy who took Evander Holyfield off the scrap metal. And Holyfield fought Tyson, he had to take him to the Mayo Clinic. A lot of things had to happen. Dusty, I need some baseball stuff real quick. What happened to the Yankees and the Mets?
The Mets were losing. I forgot what score. I turned it off because I'm sick and tired of them stupid losers. But they were losing anyway. I mean, they got the Brewers killing them, all of them. Yeah.
What happened yesterday with that lead?
Pagan hits a two-run homer.
Yeah.
And they're beating the Brewers. And then what happens, man? The relief pitcher turns around and gives up three runs.
Yeah,
and so they lost.
Rodriguez, yeah.
The run was wasted. But the irony behind that is that K-Rod, ex-Met, got the win.
Yeah, you believe that? Yeah, I can believe that. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, hey, I have to say, I'm sorry, Dust. I have to say one thing before we go, otherwise I'd be very remiss. I saw a couple of weeks ago, Doc and panel, one of the most horrendous refereeing jobs in my lifetime.
Oh, my God.
You talking
about the Arce fight? You talking about the Tamaris?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Positively, yes. And I counted
like 15
low blows.
This includes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.
Yes, and we got a roll. Everybody, happy birthday, Don King, together. Happy birthday, Don King.
Happy birthday, Don King.
Happy birthday.
Feliz
cumpleaños en su 80.
Thank you. We're back in your Sunday, Jan. Te amo.
Okay. Take care. Goodbye. Keep driving because it's raining out there.
Boy out there.
Hey, Doc.